Warren Haynes is one of Rolling Stone's greatest 25 guitarists of all time. Played with the Allman Brothers, The Dead, and his own band, Government Mule. This month, Haynes releases his first solo album in 19 years. It's called Man in Motion, and it's got soul.
If you need me, you know where you can find me.
Warren Haynes is in our New York bureau. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Why so long for solo recording?
Well, I think I place priority on Government Mule. That's kind of my laboratory to do whatever I want to do. And I feel like Government Mule is going to be recording and touring for years to come when the Allman Brothers decide to stop and when the Dead decide to stop. So solo records are kind of on the back burner, so to speak, you know. The past few years, I've been writing a lot of songs that seemed to want to be interpreted a different way that was a little outside of the boundaries for Government Mule, although there aren't many boundaries. I just felt like it kind of needed a different interpretation, and once I decided I want to make a solo record, then I continued writing songs with that direction in mind. And then I dusted off a few old songs, and then I had enough to record.
Sometimes thoughts of you bring tears to my eyes. For the times that bring a smile, I remember what you told me. We would always be close in our hearts. Must be easy to say in another man's arms. We're so
Lonely Night you wrote 20 years ago?
Yeah, I did. And I loved that song, and I tried it a bunch of different ways. Government Mule even demoed it, but it never seemed to want to fit into the Allman Brothers or Government Mule song-wise, and I didn't want to kind of force it, so I've been sitting on it for a long time.
Tell us who's in the band.
George Porter Jr. From the Meters on bass, who's played on so many amazing records through the years. Ivan Neville playing clavinet and organ in the left side. I always point out, because we had two keyboard players, and one's in the left side and one's in the right side, and they're playing together. Ivan's also singing background, along with Ruthie Foster, and they're two of my favorite singers. The other keyboard player is Ian McGlagan from The Faces. I actually met Ian in the studio for the first time. Everyone else I had a relationship with except him. And of course, we became instant friends. He was wonderful. And Raymond Weber, the drummer who is Ivan's drummer in his band Dumpster Funk, and Ron Holloway on tenor saxophone. So that was my wish list. That's who I wanted. And, of course, everybody was available. We only needed a short window of time. We did it in about 6 days. We didn't want to dwell on trying to achieve anything remotely related to perfection. It was about capturing emotion, which is what this music is about.
I'm speaking with guitarist Warren Haynes. His new recording is called Man in Motion.
I took a bullet for you.
Every once in a while, listening through the whole recording, I'll hear a guitar riff that seems like it's lifted from an Otis Redding or a Sam and Dave tune, and then another time there's a horn section, and I'll be thinking about Sam and Dave and Wilson Pickett. And in terms of the instrumentation and the arrangement of your songs, did you go in the studio to try and deliberately create that Stax Volt feeling? I mean, the Stax Volt was a very important label for soul musicians.
Well, we went in knowing that we wanted the record to have some sort of timeless sonic picture. We didn't want it to sound like when you heard it, you knew what year it was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted it to sound like it could have been recorded any time in the past 40 years.
How do you define soul?
It's obviously an unspoken thing. You know, the first sound that made the hair on my arms stand up when I was just a kid was black gospel music. I grew up in Asheville, North Carolina. And on Sundays, if you're turning the dial, you might get a local church playing black gospel music. And as a wee kid, I got this feeling like, what is that? Why does that make me feel different? You know? And that was my first encounter with soul and what soul is. And of course, black gospel music gave birth to soul music. But there's also, you know, Ralph Stanley has soul. Conway Twitty had soul. You know, it's not just a black thing. It's not just something that's derived from a certain aspect of gospel music. There are so many different ways that it expanded. And so when you hear someone, you just kind of know it, you know.
You heard James Brown and you knew it.
James Brown was my first hero. And from then, Wilson Pickett and the Four Tops and the Temptations and Sam and Dave. When I heard Otis Redding, it made such a huge impact that I probably spent part of my youth trying to sound like Otis Redding.
Did you start out as a guitarist?
I started as a singer, but I was so young, it's hard to call yourself a singer when you're that young. I started singing when I was about 7 years old. And at that point in time, I had not heard all the great rock and roll music that would make me want to play guitar. I was only listening to soul music. And I'd heard B.B. King and fell in love with his voice even more than his guitar playing because I had not yet developed this affinity for guitar. And then when I heard Cream and Jimi Hendrix, I told my dad, I think I need to play guitar.
You are going to play for us. What are you going to play?
I think River's Gonna Rise would be fun to do.
Okay. Let me just say, Warren Haynes with River's Gonna Rise from his new recording, Man in Motion. The album is released May 10th, and Warren Haynes joined us from our New York studio. Nice to meet you. Thanks, and good luck on tour.
Thank you so much.
Darkness has the faces of we who hold the power. We don't need to be rich, we only need to be free. Chains of oppression never gonna break, but a day will come when we hold the key. Time will remind us that the people still have a voice. We don't want violence until there's no other choice. But the river's gonna rise, wash our struggles away. Oh, the sun is gonna shine, shine down on a brand new day. Bells will be ringing, flames reaching to the sky, higher and higher, fueled by the winds of change.
From our New York studio, that's Warren Haynes performing River's Gonna Rise. You can hear the full performance on our website, nprmusic.org. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by
Rosemary Wharton's son, Ned.
And produced by
B.J. Byer's daughter, Sarah.
Shadi Breslow's son, Peter.
Ellie Heinzman's daughter, Elaine.
Linda Adams' daughter, Kimberly.
Teresa Sampe's son, Walter Ray Watson.
Helen Benz's daughter, Claudine Bade.
Joanne O'Neill's son, Justin.
Kathy Benderev's son, Chris.
Eleni Tisfaya's son, Tinbeat Ermias.
And
Deborah Held's daughter, Amy.
Our editors are
Gene Bennett's son, Jeffrey.
And
Mildred Marcano's son, Tony.
Our reference librarian is
Marilyn Shields' daughter, Kay Molesky.
Our web producer is
Sharon Melch's daughter, Missy Goh.
Our technical director is
Donna Wesser's son, Burke Hunt.
The senior supervising producer of Weekend Edition is
Marion Kelly's daughter, Bridget.
And wishing you all a happy Mother's Day, I am Lois Hansen's daughter, Leanne.